I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Officials with the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced nearly $9 million in grants on Thursday for 25 different projects across Southeast Alaska. The grants are intended to be an early step and a long-term commitment to foster lots of sustainable economic activities driven by locals. There's support for indigenous cultural programs, seaweed and shellfish farming, timber management, and more. A small crowd of federal bureaucrats and representatives of Southeast Alaska organizations celebrates the signing of an agreement in Juneau. It establishes a permanent team made up of U.S. Department of Agriculture officials who will work on sustainability goals in Southeast Alaska. There's also a new permanent position tied to the team.
Yeah, I'm Barb Miranda, and I'm the SAS coordinator.
SAS stands for Southeast Alaska Sustainability Strategy. For now, that's a unique thing. The USDA doesn't have other sustainability strategies for other parts of the country. Miranda says in the past, tribes, local governments, or other organizations in Southeast had to shoehorn their needs into existing federal programming. This new strategy has meant getting several different USDA agencies working together and listening to local needs.
This is different. We asked for input from our local organizations and received it. And now the federal agencies, we're doing the work to struggle to fit those into our agency authorities. The shoe's on the other foot with this.
Miranda is based in Juneau, and until about a week and a half ago was the director of the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, which the Forest Service runs. She's also a former mayor of Gustavus, so she's been on both sides of the table. The USDA announced it was working on the strategy last July, along with a commitment to invest $25 million in Southeast Alaska. It complements the Biden administration's efforts to end large-scale, old-growth timber harvesting in the Tongass National Forest and a renewed effort to limit new roads in the Tongass. Alaska's congressional delegation opposes the roadless rule in the Tongass because they say it squelches economic activity and gets in the way of local stewardship. The delegation could not immediately be reached for comment about the latest developments. Xochitl Torres-Small is the USDA's Undersecretary for Rural Development. She says those changes were part of why Southeast Alaska is getting special attention.
And so as you look at the changes in the timber industry, not strictly the roadless rule, but you look at court decisions and you look at impact in terms of the challenges the timber industry faces now, combined with people who are responding to that by working more collaboratively together, by coming up with new ideas for how to invest in the home that they love, that's something you want to invest in. That's something that rural development, that's something that USDA wants to be a part of.
Torres Small says the lessons the agencies learned in Southeast Alaska could be applied in other parts of the country.
At this time, this is really a pilot. We're forging new ground here.
USDA officials say they're working on getting another $16 million in sustainability grants to Southeast Alaska in the next 6 months or so. You can see a list of all 25 projects getting grant funding on the web version of this story at ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.